Your audience starts recognizing you across platforms. People begin saying things like, I keep seeing you everywhere, or I'm loving your content, or I loved what you shared on LinkedIn, and now I'm on your email list as well. During this stage, your consistent presence starts paying dividends. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. Have you ever wondered why some businesses stand out much more than others? The ones that seem to grow steadily without the constant stress. They're not posting more than everyone else. They're not working longer hours. Often they aren't doing more marketing than some of the other businesses in their space. They're simply doing marketing differently. They've figured out how to make their marketing compound instead of simply adding up. We've covered some important ground here on the podcast recently. Two episodes ago, we talked about building a marketing routine that you can stick to. And last week, we dived into moving from scattered posting to connected marketing. Today, I want to show you what happens when you combine these two approaches consistently over time. While you don't need to have listened to those two episodes for today's to make a huge difference to your business, I recommend that you go back and listen to them when you get a chance so you can put all of the strategies together. Before we get started today, though, if you haven't joined us at Marketing Mondays yet, this episode will show you exactly why that weekly session is so valuable. Every Monday at 9 a.m. UK time, we work on implementing these exact principles together. Head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join us. It's the perfect place to put today's insights into practice. And it's free until the end of September. When you consistently show up and connect your platform strategically, something really interesting happens that the majority of business owners never experience. Your marketing starts to compound. This means that instead of working harder each month, your marketing actually gets easier for you and becomes more effective over time. Businesses that successfully build this approach go through three distinct stages. Understanding these stages is really important because it helps you set realistic expectations and avoid giving up just before the momentum kicks in. The first stage is when you're building the basics. This is where most people are when they start implementing the strategies we've been covering in these episodes so far. You're establishing your regular content routine, and you're building the infrastructure that's going to support everything else. I'm not going to pretend this stage does feel the hardest because you're doing all the work with very little visible return. You're posting consistently, but your audience isn't yet growing quickly. You're showing up regularly, but the DMs are not pinging yet. This is when most people give up. They think the strategy isn't working because they're not seeing immediate results. But what's actually happening during this stage is vital. You're training your audience to expect content from you. You're establishing your voice and your positioning. You're creating the foundations that everything else will build on. Think of it like building a house. Slightly triggering topic for me right now, as we've been homeless for almost 5 months. Anyway, the foundation takes time, costs money, and doesn't look impressive to anyone walking past. But without it, nothing else you build will stand up to pressure. The same is true for your marketing foundations. During this stage, focus on consistency over perfection. Your goal isn't to create viral content or generate massive results. Your goal is to show up regularly, establish your routine, and create those initial connections between your platforms. The second stage is creating momentum. And this is where things get interesting. You'll begin to notice that your marketing needs less effort, but it's starting to produce better results. Your audience starts recognizing you across platforms. People begin saying things like, I keep seeing you everywhere, or I'm loving your content, or I loved what you shared on LinkedIn, and now I'm on your email list as well. During this stage, your consistent presence starts paying dividends. People who might not have been ready to buy from you 3 months ago have now seen you provide value consistently over time. They trust you more. They understand what you do and how you can help them. They're almost ready to take the next step. You'll also notice that content creation becomes easier rather than harder. Because you've established your messaging and positioned yourself clearly, you now know what to talk about. Because you've created connections between your platforms, you can repurpose and amplify content instead of starting from scratch every time. This is when referrals start happening naturally. People don't just buy from you, they tell their friends about you. Your name comes up in conversations when someone asks for a recommendation in your field, when you're not even there. The third stage is when your marketing finally starts working while you sleep. Your reputation precedes you. Opportunities start finding you instead of you having to chase them. During this stage, several things happen simultaneously. First, you become the obvious choice. When someone needs what you offer, your name is the first one that comes to mind. Second, your marketing starts working across multiple timeframes. That LinkedIn post you wrote 6 months ago is still driving newsletter signups. That newsletter you sent 3 months ago is still generating inquiries. Your marketing has created a library of interconnected content that continues to work long after you published it. And thirdly, opportunities multiply. You get invited to speak at events, asked to collaborate on projects, approached for media interviews. Other business owners want to partner with you because your consistent presence has established you as a credible authority in your field. The beautiful thing about reaching this stage is that your marketing becomes largely maintenance rather than constant creation. You're still showing up consistently, but you're building on a strong foundation rather than starting from scratch every week. When you show up consistently across platforms with connected messaging, people start recognizing you everywhere. You become familiar to your audience instead of forgettable. There's psychological research showing that people need to see something multiple times before they remember it, and even more times before they trust it enough to take action. Most business owners post sporadically and wonder why people don't remember them. But when you combine routine with connection, you're creating multiple touch points to reinforce your message. This is why showing up regularly beats showing up perfectly every single time. You'll have noticed these videos are not perfect. However, I mentioned that we have not had a house for the last 5 months. We did not expect that. We made the decision not to stop showing up on this podcast while we were without a house, expecting it to be 4 weeks. Can you imagine if we'd decided to take a 4 week break? And then 5 months later, I was still not showing up because we didn't have the perfect location in which to film. That would have been a huge mistake. Your audience needs to see you consistently to move you from their peripheral vision into their active consideration. So showing up consistently means that trust builds deeper and faster with your audience. When people see you provide valuable content consistently over time across multiple platforms with connected messaging, they begin to trust your expertise in a way that single interactions never achieve. Think about your own experience. If someone provides one helpful piece of advice, you think, thanks, that was useful. If they provide helpful advice every week for 3 months across multiple formats, all connecting back to their core expertise, you think this person really knows what they're talking about. As discussed on last week's episode, this is why integrated content feels more authentic than scattered posting. When your Instagram content connects to your newsletter, which references your LinkedIn articles, which tie back to your core services, people can see the depth of your expertise. They're not simply getting random tips. They're getting insights from someone who has a comprehensive understanding of their field and a huge back catalog for them to search for further reassurance. Consistently giving value combined with connected messaging establishes you as the go-to expert in your field. But it doesn't happen overnight, and it doesn't happen through viral moments. Real authority is built through sustained demonstration of your expertise over time. When someone has a question in your industry, your name should be the first one they think of. When someone asks for a recommendation, you should be the obvious suggestion. This level of authority comes from consistent, valuable presence that builds associations in people's minds. It's built through reliability, not flash-in-the-pan visibility. When you consistently show up with valuable content, you don't just build awareness. You build the kind of deep trust that makes people think, I need to work with this person, rather than, I should probably look around at my options. When you've built this recognition, trust, and authority through consistent connected marketing, opportunities begin creating even more opportunities. Success starts leading to more success. You get invited to speak at an event, which leads to you meeting someone who invites you to collaborate on a project, which leads to a referral to a potential client, which leads to them recommending you to their network. Each opportunity creates connections that lead to further opportunities. But these only come to people who've established themselves through consistent professional presence over time. Most business owners are reactive when it comes to opportunities. They wait for them to appear, then scramble to respond. But when you've built compound growth like this, you become proactive. Opportunities find you because you've created the conditions that make you visible and credible to the people who matter. Here's what's really interesting about making all these changes. They don't only help build up your business, they fundamentally change how people refer to you. When people recommend established experts, they don't just say she's good at what she does. They say she's the person for this. There's a certainty and an enthusiasm in how they recommend you that comes from having experienced your consistent value over time. So before we wrap up today, let me share the four most common mistakes that will stop this from building momentum before it has a chance to work. The first mistake is jumping between platforms instead of deepening your presence on the ones you've chosen. Now, let me be clear. This is not conflicting advice to our multi-channel strategy approach. This is about you not constantly adding in new platforms or switching between them, because that prevents you from building the sustained presence necessary for compound growth. So master your chosen platforms first before expanding, and make sure that you have got the time and the capacity to commit. The second mistake is changing your messaging before it has time to work. You post about business strategy for 6 weeks, don't see massive results, so you switch to talking about productivity systems. Then you try content marketing. Then you pivot to personal branding. Your audience never gets a clear picture of what you actually do because you keep changing the message. The third mistake is stopping when you don't see immediate results. Remember, compound growth happens in stages. If you give up during the foundation building stage, you'll never experience the momentum and acceleration phases. Trust the process and give your strategy time to work. The fourth mistake is comparing your chapter one to someone else's chapter 20. That business owner whose marketing seems to work so effortlessly, they've been building momentum for years. So try not to compare your beginning to their middle. And there's something else I want you to remember as you implement this approach. You're not only working on this week's post or this month's results. You're building something that gets stronger and stronger over time. That's why you'll hear me talk about marketing as a long game. Every piece of content you create using these principles doesn't only serve today's audience, it becomes part of that back catalogue I mentioned, your library of interconnected content that continues working long after you publish it. Every connection you make between platforms doesn't simply drive today's traffic, it creates pathways to guide future clients to you. When you combine the routine from episode 30 with the connection from episode 31, and you maintain that combination consistently over time, you create compound growth that can transform your business. Your marketing stops being something you have to push and becomes something that pulls opportunities towards you. You stop feeling like you're constantly starting over and start feeling like you're building on solid ground. Most importantly, you stop competing with everyone else who's shouting for attention in your niche and start becoming the obvious choice for the people who matter most to your business. If you want hands-on support building this kind of marketing system, that's the ideal reason to join me at Marketing Mondays. This is just the kind of task we work on together every week. So head to nikkihutchison.com/Mondays to join our community. It's the perfect place to turn these concepts into consistent action, and it's free until the end of September. Thanks for joining me today for From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you become fully booked. And remember, your marketing isn't only about this week or this month. You're building something that compounds over time. When you take this approach, everything amplifies. Until next time, take care and keep marketing.